مالك يوم الدين.
When we are in this particular realm, we see, like we said in the mulk, we see multiplicity. And the unity is something that we see behind it. The fact that it's all linked to Allah is something that we see at the second stage. In the malakut, we would see that aspect of the linking earlier on. What we find is that when the word yawm is being used in the Quran, most of the times it is being used, when it's being used in its very general way, it's referring to the Day of Judgment. So we see, for example, اليوم الآخر, يوم القيامة, يوم البعث, يوم الحسرة. All of these words are referring to that same Day of Judgment. And what's interesting is that every time the Day of Judgment is being referred to, يوم is being used in its singular form only. The destination is something that is single. And that is why if you see in this particular verse, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. The angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day, the measure of which is 50,000 years. So this is automatically telling us that this comparison of time is not the main aspect that we are doing. A day here is not a day there. But what's significant here is, even if we want to prolong it, again, we're using the limited language that we have, if we want to prolong that event of Qiyamah, it's not going to be that it will happen over multiple days. It will still happen in a single day, but that day will be stretched to as long as it needs to be. But it's still one day, okay? And we know this. We know that as we go through the journey, we are trying to move from this idea of multiplicity into an idea of oneness. And this is exactly what Tawheed is. If we look at Tawheed, Tawheed means literally to make one. But what are we doing? We're making Allah one. Allah is already one. It doesn't need to be made into one. We are declaring Him to be one. But simply declaring Him to be one doesn't make that the purpose of my life. What I'm trying to do is make my life unified. I'm trying to make Him the center of my life such that everything revolves around Him. And that is when Tawheed becomes the goal of my life and the purpose of my life. So it's not only something that I am working on in an individual way, trying to follow the Sharia and move from multiplicity to unity. Allah is showing us in the Quran, and we'll look at a few verses right now, that the whole system is moving in that way. If we look at some of the verses that talk about the beginning of creation, we see that Yawm isn't necessarily used in a single form only. It can be used in the dual, it can be used in the plural. So for example, we have some of these ayat. خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Okay, again, there's tafsir about what it means that these are two stages, and then the last one, the six stages. We're not going into that. The point that we want to focus on is there's multiplicity at the beginning of the journey, but it's all leading towards unity. خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. He created the earth in 2 days. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. So he completed them as 7 heavens. Again, you see the multiplicity, that there are 7 heavens in 2 days. خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Now if we move on to the verses that talk about يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, we see, for example, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. The day that we roll up the heavens. There were 7 of them, we were mentioning in the previous verse. Now they're all rolled up together. Multiplicity to unity, like a scroll rolled up for books. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Again, يَوْم is coming in the singular form. وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مُطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Again, there are a lot of concepts in these, and I haven't looked into these myself, but they'll be there in the tafasir. So we see this idea of moving from multiplicity to unity as a goal in our own lives, but it is manifested in the system of creation as well.